Welcome to Parsha Shavuot, Parshas Vayishlach. At the very beginning of Vayishlach, we have the dramatic story of Yaakov coming back from Lavan about to meet Esav. He sends malachim, he sends messengers to see what's happening with Esav. And the pasuk says, Vayishlach Yaakov malachim. And Yaakov sent malachim lefonav al Esav achiv to Esav his brother, Arz Aseres the Edom. And he sent the following message, and he says, "Vayitzav Esav leimar." He told the messengers to say to Esav, "Koysoimar, koysoimur la'adoni Esav." So you should say to my master Esav, "Koyomar avdecha Yaakov." This is what your servant Yaakov says. "Im lovon garti, I lived with lovon, va'ichar at oto, and I was delayed till now." And then the next part of the message is he says, "Vahili shor v'chamor, I have donkeys, I have." Oxen, tzoyin, I have sheep, eved, v'shivcha, slaves, maidservants, and the whole thing, and he's coming to Esav, and he's trying to find a favor. Of course, the message comes back that Yaakov is about to return to, the Esav is on the way to Yaakov with 400 soldiers. In other words, he hasn't forgiven him, he's coming to make war, and the pasuk tells us, v'yira Yaakov me'oid v'yeser lo. Yaakov was very afraid, and he was very distressed, and he started doing, etc., and he started doing the strategy. He divided his camp into two, he sent presents, he davened, and so on and so forth. So just a couple of points on these psukim. First of all, we know that Yaakov sends this message, and he's telling Esav that he has everything. He has shor v'chamor, he has oxen, he has donkeys, and so on and so forth. First of all, what was the point in telling Esav that? And second of all, we find an interesting thing. We find this is the first time we learn about Yaakov's oxen and bulls and donkeys and maidservants and servants and all that. Up until now, we know one thing about Yaakov. Yaakov dealt in sheep. The whole Parshas Vayetze is all about sheep. He shepherded Lavan's sheep for 7 years, then another 7 years, then 6 years, where he made all kinds of different kinds of sheep. The spotted sheep and the lined sheep and the striped sheep. Everything about Yaakov's career, so to speak, seemed to surround the concept of sheep. Suddenly, over here in this pasuk, we learn that he obviously did things with his sheep. He bartered them, he changed them for other animals. He has shoyrim, shvarim, oxen, he has donkeys, he has many, many other things, and he includes in the list sheep as well. But he starts off with things that weren't his main source of income. He starts off with other things, and what is going on here? What does this all mean? So the Lubavitcher explained once a very fascinating idea, and it went as follows. He says, we know that sheep is actually a symbol of subservience. Sheep follows the shepherd, the shepherd dog, and so on and so forth. Sheep is always a sign of bittul, of nullification, of subservience, of surrender. The entire foundation of Am Yisrael, of the Jewish people that were born in Lavan, in Lavan's house, when Yaakov was busy giving birth to his family, setting up the foundations of Klal Yisrael, has all to do with the concept of sheep. The idea of bittul, subservience to Hashem, Kabbalah's oil, carrying the yoke of Hashem, that is the foundation of our existence. We surrender to Hashem, we have that midah, that attribute of complete subservience, healthy subservience, good surrender towards Hashem. And that is what a yid is supposed to do. A yid is supposed to, at his essence or her essence, be that tzoyin, be that sheep, a completely an entity given over to Hashem, surrendering to Hashem. However, in the outside world, that can be interpreted or misinterpreted sometimes as weakness. So when we engage with the world, the threatening world, when Yaakov encounters Esav, he needs to show strength. So when it comes to Esav, the first thing that Yaakov says is, "Vayhili shor v'chamor," I have oxen and donkeys, which are symbols of strength, even aggression in a way. In other words, he comes to Esav and he says, "Don't think I'm weak. Don't think because I have subservience I'm weak. I'm actually strong. I'm ready to confront the world. I'm ready to engage and to take on the forces of evil that threaten Yiddishkeit and threaten my spiritual growth and existence. That's who I am." When you engage with the world around you, a yid has to show strength, and that the world should be afraid, so to speak. The world symbolizing all those forces that detract and distract us from Yiddishkeit and Torah and mitzvahs. There we have to show our true ability to be very strong and forceful and powerful against the forces of the world. He includes in that tzoin as well. I have tzoin, I have surrender, because at my essence, that's who I am. But I'm able to express that when I need to, in tremendous strength. When it's the will of Hashem to fight the forces of the world, I'm ready to do that. So the whole of last week's parasha was the foundation of Yaakov, setting up Yaakov's family. That's tzoin. The foundation of everything we do, even when we're strong, even when we have to show force against the world, the foundation is about surrendering to the will of Hashem. What does Hashem want us to do? And if it's strength, then it's strength. So when it comes to Esav, the main thing he talks about is the strength, but it's all based on sheep. It's all based on subservience to Hashem. But last week was just about who Yaakov is in essence. That's the idea of tzoyin, that's the idea of sheep and complete subservience to Hashem. Now, we find that Yaakov afterwards was afraid. Why was he afraid? He was afraid that he might be killed. He was afraid that he might have to kill Esav, and so on and so forth. The Das Skenim Baal HaToisus says some interesting points about why he was afraid. He says, first of all, Vayira Yaakov, he says, he felt that Esav might have a schus. The schus that he was had kibud avaim, that he honored his father. We know that one of the things that Esav did do was the mitzvah of kibud avaim. And Yaakov felt that he hadn't done that because he'd been away from his parents for 20 years. And therefore he felt that maybe Esav has some schus that might overpower him. He was also worried that Esav would have the schus of being in Eretz Yisrael. And he wasn't, he's coming from Chutz La'aretz. The second thing is, we know the Pasuk says he was afraid and he was distressed. So why was he distressed? Says the Das Kenim Baal HaToisus, because he knew, he heard that Esav is coming, or he thought Esav is coming to kill him. And he knew that originally what Esav said was that he's going to wait till Yitzchak dies before he kills Yaakov. So therefore what happened was, when he heard that Esav is coming to kill him, he felt maybe that's a sign that my father has died. And therefore was distressed. In fact, Yitzchak had not died. But that's what Yaakov thought. Maybe that's what Daskenim says, that maybe he thought. But we know also the famous idea brought down by Rashi, that it says that Yaakov was afraid and he was distressed. Why was he afraid? He was afraid because he might be killed. Why was he distressed? Because he might have to kill in self-defense. And this, of course, something which is so relevant to what is going on now, that Yid does not like to kill, even if it's evil. Because we choose life. We are dedicated to life, and we never like to kill. Even though Yaakov would have had to kill, he would have done it, because it's the moral thing to do. There's a very big difference what is moral and what we like to do. Because moral is an absolute thing which comes from Hashem, and we do whatever Hashem wants, whether we like it or not. Sometimes to fight a war is a moral thing to do. It's a self-defense. We have a responsibility to protect ourselves, our families, our land, and so on and so forth. But what do we like to do? Where is our essence? Where is our focus? And the concept of life. And therefore, Vayira Yaakov, Yaakov was afraid. And he was ayetz, he was distressed that he might have to kill. He was ready to do it, but he was distressed that he might have to do it. At the end, of course, in that story, he didn't have to do it, and he was protected from Esav, but the threat of Esav, of course, continues on throughout the Golus until the whole world will be completed and rectified and ready for Mashiach to come. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week and a good Shabbos.